Smile. 90.4 FM.
So I've been watching the footage of the devastation in Turkey and Syria over the last 17 days, and it's the images of the children that I find the most gut-wrenching. Children covered in dirt and grime and shoeless, and they're waiting for food handouts. And these children were impoverished before, and now in the wake of this earthquake that's hit the region again, they are homeless. And these images stay in my mind, and a lot of people are dealing with not only physical trauma, but emotional trauma as well. We chatted to Funda, who is a Turkish citizen. She's living in Cape Town at the moment, about how she's dealing with all of this.
The day before yesterday, my family on my mother's side, they're all from Antakya, Antioch, the border of Syria, and the city that has been grazed on the ground. Unfortunately, the day before yesterday, there happened to be two more earthquakes. And so the houses which were minorly affected or, you know, kind of in the middle, they all grazed on the ground as well. And many churches and the synagogues and the mosques had been just vanished, nothing left.
So if they are on the border of Turkey and Syria, that's kind of the epicenter of the earthquakes.
Yes, it is. They are all from there, all my cousins and everywhere. And none of my cousins, not only my cousins, people who are living there, no one has something called a house or home, nothing left. Their business places, their offices, their houses, everything has been vanished.
It's absolutely devastating, Funda. I'm so sorry to hear that. Have you been in contact with them at all?
Yes, I mean, it was quite difficult to reach them for the first 3 days. And luckily, my sister, my family, my brother, they are in Turkey, so they tried to reach them. And we don't have any loss in our family. We are so blessed. We are so lucky. But, I mean, some families, they have 16 people. Some families, they have 10 people. So it's unbelievable. It is, as you know, it's being accepted as the disaster of the century.
Schumann, and I think we forget, because it's fairly warm and we're in the summer seasons here, we forget that Turkey is up north and so Syria, and it gets very cold there. So currently you got freezing temperatures, especially at night.
The first 4 days after the earthquake, it was unbelievable cold. And because the earthquake happened 20 after 4 a.m. while people were sleeping in their warm beds, and they just rushed out with the bare feet. My cousin told me that she herself did the same thing. And so people just rushed out because they thought that the world was going upside down. So people, you know, when I said lost everything, literally lost everything, their clothes, their memories, their houses, nothing left. And we are so blessed. Yes, that is an earthquake. And we know, you know, people are suffering there. But in the meantime, we are also so grateful to the world, including South Africa. There had been an amazing support to Turkey. Amazing support to Turkey. Thank you so much, guys.
The people of Turkey have expressed feelings of helplessness, of anger, feeling lonely, fearful. But the one that really caught me off guard was when people were saying that they're experiencing a sense of shame. We asked Funda how she's feeling at the moment.
You know, I was numbed at the beginning. So I was just trying to reach the people that are, my relatives. And at that time, you feel nothing. There's just one aim. You just want to hear they're fine, they're safe, they're alive, they're breathing. So after that, you have sorrow and anger. And of course, the more I hear, the more I burst into it. Like, almost every night since the earthquake, I wake up around 20 after 4 or around 4:30. And the first thing I do, I check the news online if there's any other earthquake. So most probably we are now, we are crying, we are watching, we are crying. And also being away from home doesn't help. You want to be there, you want to help people as much as you could. So most of all women in Cape Town, all families in Cape Town, the Turkish families, they're feeling the same way. So we are away, we are eating. It's a guilt. I mean, there are many things. So we feel guilty when we sleep. We feel guilty when we eat. Even when we laugh, when we talk in between the friends, that's the feeling that we have. And regardless that I have a family there or not, many of my friends, they don't have relatives there, but they are in the same situation like me. So Unfortunately, the story has just begun. The film, as I say, has just begun. So we have very difficult another 2-3 years ahead of us. So I'm sad, but then there are many other things to be done. So you have to keep your emotions on the side, and then you need to do what you need to do.
It's a form of survivor's guilt. I thank you for your time, Funda. Thank you for filling us in. All the best. And I hope this second earthquake now recently was the last of the catastrophes for your home country. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. And before we say goodbye, I'd like to ask all beloved South Africans not to forget what happened in Turkey and keep donating for my country and Syria. Not only my country, and Syria as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Funda. Our thoughts are with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Smile. 90.4 FM.